Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. This is the story from Anti Leela, chapter 1, verse 40-84. Rupa Goswami enters Mahaprabhu's heart. Udiya Deshe Satya Bhamapura Namagram Ekaratri Se Grame Karila Vishram. In Orissa, there is a small village known as Satyabhamapur. I visited that village. It's not far from Bhuvaneshwar. Sri Rupa Goswami rested for a night in that village on his way to Jagannath Puri. Ratri swapne dekiyeka divya rupa nari Samukhe asyagya dila bahu kripa kari. While Rupa Goswami was resting that night in Satyabhamapur, he, in his dream, he saw a beautifully dressed celestial woman, Divya Rupa Nari. Rupa Nari, this form of a woman, Divya, celestial, divine, transcendental, beautiful woman. Sammukhe asya agya dila bahukripakari. And that woman, she ordered him, kripakari. She gave him an order and she showed him much mercy. He dreamed that a celestial beautiful woman came before him and very mercifully gave him the following order. So this of course is Rupa Goswami Pad, who is a Nitya Sakhi, or rather a Pran Sakhi Mandri of Radharani, and a Nitya Siddha personality, who is directly expanded from the transcendental divine form of Srimati Radharani, Kaya Vyuha Rup. As the Mandris and Sakhis directly expand from Radharani's Mahabhav Sarup, very extraordinary special personalities. But nevertheless, in his role as Rupa Goswami Pad, he's teaching us sadhaka many things. Oftentimes devotees, new devotees or old devotees will ask, what about the role of dreams? Dreams, devotees, what do we make of dreams? Devotees have dreams. Are they important? Are they not important? Are they illusion? Are they instructive? Are they beneficial? How should we consider them? Well, sometimes a dream can be transcendental. If you dream of Guru, if you research on folio under dreams, you'll find many, many passages of Prabhupada saying a variety of different responses. Sometimes he says, dreams are not very important. Don't take it seriously. Sometimes Prabhupada says, if you dream of the spiritual master or Krishna, that's very important, that's significant, that's not ordinary. Sometimes he says, yes, devotees can get instructions in dreams. So that to actually understand the validity, reality, and value of a dream that you may have, you have to reveal that or discuss that with your spiritual mentors, with your spiritual guides and well-wishers. Is it correct? Is it not correct? Sometimes a dream is merely a projection of what you want to happen or what you wish would happen. And you take it as being very real and even very transcendental. But that has to be confirmed by a checks and balances situation. Senior devotees, guru, and shastra. But it's a fact, and it can be, that dreams can be very, very significant and be very instructive. The guru who is may appear in the dream and give someone a teaching. And if he's still here in Prakat, manifest, and Avirbhav, then a disciple can tell him, I have this dream of you, Gurudev, is it correct? And then he can say no or yes. If the guru is in Nitya Lila and he's not available to the disciple, then a disciple has to reveal his mind to a trusted god brother or god sister or some senior advisor and say, I dreamed of my guru and this happened. What to make of it? Can you confirm or advise me? That is the general tradition of what's done to confirm the validity and reality and value of any particular dream. So here on one level, of course, on the adhyatmic level, it's Rupa Goswami interacting with Satyabhama, which we'll hear, because it's actually the village of Satyabhama Pura, because it's named after this pastime. And we'll find that all out eventually. But so the point is that he's dreaming. We'll find out that Rupa Goswami, first of all, we're talking about a devotee who's having a dream. On one level, we have to see it. Rupa Goswami is a sadhaka, although he's Nitya Siddha. But he's showing us, yes, devotees do have dreams. Yes, devotees have dreams that have meaning. Yes, devotees have dreams where they get instructions. Yes, devotees have dreams where they get orders. And you maybe you know God brothers or God sisters who have had dreams and received revelations in dreams or visions in dreams. Many places in Bhakti Ratnakara and other shastras, it talks about the dreams of devotees. Have you ever heard of Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri, of course, had three very distinctive and important instructive dreams which form the content of a whole chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing the appearance of Sri Nathji and and Madhavendra Puri's subsequent journey to Puri to get sandalwood to cool his body here in Govardhan. And then a third dream in Raymuna to offer that sandalwood paste to Gopinath. And Gopinath stole the sweet rice and gave it to Madhavendra Puri, and he became known as Kir Chor Gopinath. Maybe many of you have been there. At least you don't remember anything about being there, but you remember eating the kheer, and lots of it. I remember we went there with some foreign devotees, or let's say Western devotees, and they have a little cup for 10 rupees of kheer. Then they have a clay cooler of about 250 grams, or 300. And that cooler, all the Indians, when they take one or two little ones, little small, 15 milliliters or whatever, little bit, they take their one, 10 rupees. Then when they want to carry to their village for their whole village, they take one 250 gram cooler, like a lassi, and then they wrap it with banana leaves or whatnot so it doesn't spill, and they carry that. So we came there with some Western devotees, and I said, now we can get some Kira Prasad, they have these little things. And everybody was buying these big 300 milliliter kheer and drinking it like, mango, fruity or something. And that Pachari, because I was in charge, he looked at me, he said in Hindi, he said, what are these? Are these human beings? He said in Hindi, he said, are these human beings or bears? a bear is a big thing. Balu means bear. He said, are they Bhuta or Balu? Bhuta, are they Jiva Bhuta? Are they humans or are they Balu? Balu. I said, because I'm not so slow either, so in Bengali I said, they're Baro Bhaktas. I made a play on words because he said Balu. Balu means bear in Hindi. So I spoke in Bengali, he was Bengali. They're Baro Bhakta. Very, very big devotees. So they're very, very big devotees, so they need very big cure. So these are three dreams. Madhavendra Puri had three dreams with orders. He got orders in these dreams. So it's a fact, we may have a dream, and if we haven't had a dream like this, we can pray to Rupa Goswami, oh Rupa Goswami, please bless me that I have a dream like this where some we're Divya Rupanari. Oh, Rupa Goswami, this is my prarthana. Because you can compose prayers in your own language, or you can sing the prayers of the acharyas, and the padakartas like Narottam. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Sehi Mora Sampada. We can sing their songs glorifying, or we can, in our own words, compose our own poems or bhajans to glorify Krishna or his devotees. Giridari Sham Hari Murari Shama Pyari Govardhana Dari Govinda Gopal Shri Larali Lal Priya Priyatam Shri Shama Sham. This is a song I wrote, and more verses are there to glorify my Thakurji. So you can write your own bhajans or songs in English or Bengali or whatever. Giridhari Sham Hari Murari Shama Pyari Govardhana Dari, like this. No. Anyway, so this can be done, and generally we're not so creative or so like that, so we sing the standard bhajans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam, and then we're on safe grounds or try to compose. But whenever one is writing something, there's two considerations that are important. It should not be apasiddhanta or rasavirud. Rasa should not be against rasabhas or siddhanta virud. You have to consider siddhanta and rasa. It should not be against the rasa and not be the wrong siddhanta. So he had a dream of ek. So he prayed, "Oh Rupa Goswami, this is my prarthana. Please bless me that ek divya Rupa Nari, that one celestial divine being will appear in my dream, like you, in your form of Sri Rupa Manjari. And you'll give me some agya. You'll give me an instruction in my dream. Or you'll say, do you know your name is this? Do you know your seva is this? And you know your vastra is this? And you know your varna is this, your complexion. And you know your vayas is this. You know your age is this. Acha." So that can happen in a swapna, in a dream. So Ratri Swapne Deki Eka Divya Rupanari. So she mercifully, so that's Kripa in a dream, that's Swapna Kripa. She says Kripa. That Rupanari, Divya Rupanari, she gave me Kripa. And she gave me Agya. Because, of course, that's one of the Ekadash Bhav, is Agya, your Seva, your order for Seva. And what did that Divya Rupanari, what did that celestial being tell Rupa Goswami? What was the instruction he received? What was the instruction he received in his dream? She said, "Amara natak pritak karahara chana, amara kripate natak haibe vilakshana." Oh Rupa, please, when you're writing, you're going to write some natak. Jagannath Balabha Natak. Natak means drama. I want you to write a separate drama about me. By my mercy, it will be extraordinarily beautiful. So what an amazing dream to have. Are you some celestial divine being, a Sakhi, a Mandri, a Dwarka Mahishi, some spiritual entity? What to speak of Sri Guru or Gauranga or Nityananda? In the case of Krishna's Kaviraj, Nityananda Balaram appeared in a dream of Krishna's Kaviraj and said, "Aro Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gamana, go to Vrindavan, oh Krishna's Kaviraj, go to Vrindavan, and there you will get everything. Go to Vrindavan, leave this house, you're the Pujari and your elder brother, they're offenders to Lord Nityananda, their offenders, to his devotee, Miniketan Ramdas. Leave this place, there are aparadis here. If there's some aparadi there, someone's offending your guru or offending your shiksha guru, diksha guru, or offending a Vaishnava, you should immediately run away from and leave that place and never hear from or see that offender again." So this is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita in a swapna, in a dream. Krishna's Kaviraj, Nityananda appeared in his dream and said, "Go to Vrindavan, there you will get everything. And we gave class some years ago in Kartik, the 10 gifts, the 10 different gifts that Krishnas Kaviraj achieved by the blessings of Nityananda and by residing and coming to Vrindavan. So it is a fact, if someone comes to Vrindavan, they will get everything and more. Everything and more. This is the words of Lord Nityananda. So this is another dream. So we can pray that we would get some dream with some orders and some mercy. And this will be very beautiful. So that was the order in the dream. Who was it? A divine personality. Divya Rupanari. Eka Divya Rupanari. A divine feminine personality. And she gave an order and she gave mercy in that order. Mercy is in the order, as we often mention. In the same sentence, he says, Sam Samuke Asya Agya Dila Bahukripa Bhari Kari. There was Agya and Kripa in the same pada, in the same sentence of the shloka. If a superior person, Shiksha Diksha Guru, gives order, gives seva, gives some instruction, that's his Kripa. Like everyone says, oh Maharaj, Kripa Kuro Ashirvad Dedo, please give me your mercy. So he says, all right, chant 16 rounds every day. That's an Agya. Agya means order, request, command, divine order. So that's the order. Now, that's mercy. That beautiful woman came before me and mercifully gave me an order. So if the guru gives seva or gives an order, that is mercy. Like we go to sannyasis and gurus and spiritual vairagis and, oh, Panditji, oh Babaji, oh Guruji, oh Sannyasiji, oh Goswamiji, oh Brijbhasiji, please give me kripa, kripa karo, give me mercy. He says, all right, stay in Vrindavan, feed the Vaishnavas. So there's always a relationship between seva, order, instructions, and mercy. Swapna deki rupa gosai karila vichar satya bhamara agya pritak natak karibar. Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining the story of this Rupa Goswami's dream in Orissa, in one small village. After that dream, Rupa Goswami vichar, he considered. This is the order of Satyabhama that I write a separate drama for her. Remember, this is called Rupa Goswami Enters the Heart of Mahaprabhu. That's the title. Vrajapura Lila Ekatra Kari Jachi Gatana Dvibhaga Kari Ebe Karimu Rachana. I have brought together now, this is the consideration of Rupa Goswami. This is in quotes, but it's, he's considering. So this is the thinking. The thinking's in quotations. This is the thinking, oh, I had this dream. What do I make of it? That's what we were discussing earlier. If you have a dream, you have to discuss it and weigh it and measure it and examine it and discuss it with some seniors. So Rupa Goswami, in his own reverie and his own solitude, he's considering, what do I make of that dream? Because he must have been writing. Obviously, he was writing some drama. So he says, or maybe he wasn't, or he was going to start, I should write a separate drama for her. So Brajapura Lila Ekatra. So now he says, he's considering in his mind, he's thinking, I have written one drama In one drama, I have all the pastimes that Krishna performed in Vrindavan and Dwarka. So apparently, Rupa Goswami already wrote a drama, a natak. And in there, he described Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Then Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka. And these were his pastimes in Dwarka. Pastimes with the gopis, pastimes with the Dwarka Mahishis, the queens. That was one book. But after this dream, he had to consider, who was that Divya Rupa Nari? Who was that divine personality appearing to me and speaking? It was none other than Satyabhama telling me to make two books. One book about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, drama, natak, and a second drama or natak about Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. Bhavite bhavite shigra aila nila chale asi utarila hari dasa vasastale. So it's not very far from this village, which is now called Satyabhamapura in Orissa. It's only maybe over walking all night and next morning by walking, maybe 10, 12 hours or so, maybe longer, you'll be in Jagannath Puri. So right after when he woke up, he very quickly proceeded on to Jagannath Puri, Nilachale. And he went right to Siddhabakul, because he went there to Haridas Thakur. And he met Haridas Thakur in Siddhabakul. Haridasa Thakura Tanre Baho Kripa Kaila Tumi Asibe More Prabhu Jai Kahila. Out of affectionate love and mercy, Haridas told Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu has already told me that you would come here. Upalaboga deki Haridase re dekite prati dine asiyena prabhu aila achambite. After seeing the Upalaboga ceremony of Jagannath in the temple, Mahaprabhu would regularly come to Siddhabokul to meet Haridas every day. Thus, suddenly Mahaprabhu arrived in the association of Haridas and Rupa Goswami. Rupa danda vattakari Haridasa kahila Haridasa mili prabhu Rupe alingila. When Mahaprabhu arrived, Rupa Goswami immediately offered dandavats, and Haridas informed Gauranga, "This is Rupa Goswami offering you dandavats, my lord." And Mahaprabhu went and embraced Rupa Goswami. Haridasa Rupelana Prabhu Vasilekastan Kushla Prashna Ishtagoshti Kaila Katakshane. Mahaprabhu sat down with Haridas and Sanatan, and they started to talk to each other, inquire about from each other, what is the news, what is happening in your life, how is your bhajan. And they talked together for some time. And then the next day, Haradina Prabhu Rupe Milya Vasila Sarvagya Shiromani Prabhu Kahite Lagila. The next day, Mahaprabhu again came to Siddhabakul and met Haridas and Rupa. And the Sarvagya Shiromani Prabhu, Sarvagya Shiromani Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. It's a very beautiful phrase to glorify Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sarvagya Shiromani. He says Shiromani is the crest jewel of all those that know things, the knowers of things. He says Sarvagya, the crest jewel of all knowers, of crest jewel of all omniscient individuals. The best of the omniscient. Krishnere bahire nahi kariha braje haite braja chari Krishna kabu nayana kahante. Mahaprabhu also gave an order. Satyabhama gave an order. Now Mahaprabhu is giving an order to Rupa Goswami. Rupa, don't try to take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Krishna does not go anywhere else at any time. As it says in Padma Purana, Vrindavanam, Vrindavanam Prityaja Eka Paramekam Nagachati. Nagachati, he doesn't walk or move anywhere, not even ek pada, ek step out of Vrindavan, nor Radharani. So Mahaprabhu is saying the same thing here. Brajachari Krishna Kabu Narayana Kahante. Kabu, at any time, Brajachari. Chari means Chordye. Chordye. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan at any time. This is what he's telling. So now, Mahaprabhu goes on. Now he's quoting some Puranas. Krishna nyon yadu sambhuto yapurnasto atapara Vrindavana prityaja nakvachin nevagachati. This is another Puran. Similar point. Vrindavanam prityaja nakvachin nevagachati. He never gives up Vrindavan at any time. The Krishna that we worship, Arishtadev, Yadu Kumar, the Krishna known as Yadu Kumar is Vasudev Krishna from Mathura. He is different from the Krishna who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. So even here, like sometimes people say, what is this? Krishna is the son of Devaki, he's born in Mathura. What are you, Gaudiya, saying that Krishna is the son of Yashoda Nanda, born in Gokul? I'm sorry, we're Gaudiyas, we follow Gauranga. This comes from Gauranga, and it's explained and amplified by all of our acharyas in Aishwarya Kadambini. Aishwarya Kadambini by Baladev Vidyapushan. He explains very nicely in his shlokas and his commentaries from Puranas how Krishna, the original Krishna that was born of Yashoda, and her daughter Yogamaya was switched with Vasudev Krishna, and how Krishna is born in Gokul, and his umbilical cord is cut by Nanda Maharaj in the Jatakarma Sanskara. So if Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev, how is it that his umbilical cord is cut in Gokul? That means he stretched all the way across the Yamuna. Obviously. Anyway, this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Jatakarma, that means cutting the umbilical. So there's many, many proofs to prove that Krishna is the son of Nanda. But here, Lord Chaitanya is saying that Krishna manifests his pastimes in the cities of Mathura and Dwarka, but Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, never at any time leaves Vrindavan. This verse is also included in Rupa Goswami's Lagu Bhagavatamritam. 1.5.4.16.1. So this verse is spoken by Lord Chaitanya. It originates from the Puranas, and it's and he spoke it. Lord Chaitanya was Parama Vidvan. He was Pandit Mishra, Nimai Pandit. So he also knew all the shlokas and verses. And Rupa Goswami included the same verse in Lagu Bhagavatamrita when he's describing Bhagavat Tattva, how Krishna relieves. And this is Etakahi Mahaprabhu Madhyanai Chalila Rupa Goswami Mani Kichu Vismay Hoyla. After saying this, Mahaprabhu went to perform his noontime duties, leaving Rupa Goswami somewhat surprised. He was somewhat, what the word is, Vismay Hoyla. He was surprised. I'm writing a drama, and Lord Chaitanya, no one's ever seen it. No one's ever read it. It's my private writing, my private production. And first I have a dream in Satyabhamapur, and some lady, divine lady, appears to me, and I'm feeling that it's Satyabhama, who I've written about in this drama, and she's telling to write a separate book for me. And Satyabhama is in Dwarka. Now I come to Puri, and I haven't shown Lord Chaitanya this drama. I haven't told him I'm writing a drama. And now he's telling me, Now he's just speaking in Parokshavad in a very indirect way. He's saying, listen, what did he say? He said that he didn't say, I know you're writing a Natak and you're writing about Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka Mathura. He didn't say that. He just, for openers, when he met Rupa Goswami, he said, don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. That sounds like mystical. You just walk into someone's room. Imagine that's like a, is it a riddle? Or is it, it's mysterious. If you walk into my room and out of nowhere I say, don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. I say, oh, what did I do? You know, or how does that fit to, you know? So how does that means that Lord Chaitanya, that's why Krishna's Kaviraj introduces by saying, Sarvagya Shiromani. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the crest jewel of all omniscient people. Omniscient means you know everything. You know everything, past, present, future, trikalagya. You know past, present, future. You know everything that's in the present. So part of the things that are in the present is a person, Rupa Goswami. And part of the actions that are going on in the present are he's writing a drama about something. So I'm all-knowing, so I know what he's written without even seeing it. Krishna knows what we're thinking before we think it. How do you like that? Try to figure that out. Krishna knows what we're thinking before we think it. That's a conjunct. I mean, that's something puzzling to try to figure out. So now, this all-knowing Lord Chaitanya, he's speaking, it's called, there's a word for it, it's called cryptic, speaking like riddles or cryptically, you're speaking in cryptic ways. You're saying something like this, it sounds very indirect, but it's actually very directly related. He quotes Shastra, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan, and don't you try to take Krishna out of Vrindavan. You understand? You have the hint, you got it? So I have this dream telling me this thing, and I have Lord Chaitanya telling me this thing. Now, I think I've got the message. I think it's very clear to me what I have to do. So then, Rupa Goswami was left surprised. Pritak natak karite satya bhama agyadila jani lo pritak natak karite prabhu agyahaila. Now, this is the thinking. Everyone's thinking here. Everyone's doing vichar. Mahaprabhu is, first there's a dream which is in the mind. That's also thinking in the mind, swapna. Dream of Satyabhama by Rupa. And then Rupa's thinking in his mind, what was that happened in my mind last night in my swapna? When he comes to Jagrata, waking mind, waking consciousness, he's thinking, what happened in my mind when I was in Swapna, my mind was resting. Now he wakes up and does Vichar. Then he meets Lord Chaitanya 2 days later. And Lord Chaitanya is speaking about don't take Krishna to Vrindavan. Now he's thinking in his surprise Vismaya mood, what does it all mean? Now again he's thinking in his mind. In my dream 2 days ago, Satyabhama ordered me to write two nataks, two dramas. Now I understand that this Divya Rupa Nari, this divine lady that I met in a dream, that gave me this mercy and gave me this agya and told me to write two dramas, a separate one for Satyabhama, I understand that this order has been confirmed by Mahaprabhu. So this is very wonderful because this whole sequence of this pastime confirms the tattva, Vaishnav tattva that I was establishing about the reality and value of dreams that we may have as sadhakas. If you have a dream and there's some instruction, seemingly spiritual, by some divine person, then it should be confirmed. Remember I said you should confirm that with a living sadhu, your guru, shiksha diksha guru, or trusted Vaishnava. If your guru is a Nitya Leela, then you go to some other personality. So here, even Rupa Goswami has a dream of Satyabhama. He gets an order, but then Lord Chaitanya comes in real time and Jagrata consciousness and external, and confirms it. Yes, don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. So now he's thinking more. Purve dui natak chila ekacha rachana dui bhage kari evi kari mu gatana. Formerly I wrote two dramas as one composition. In other words, he said drama one, drama two, and one book, one drama. Now I shall divide it in two separate works. Dui nandi prastavana dui samgatana pritakarya liki karya bhavana. So when you have two dramas in one book, usually you have one mangalacharna, one introduction. So now he's making two dramas, which becomes two books. So now he's saying here, I will write two separate invocations. It's called prastavana. Stavan, like stavamala. Stavan means prayers. Prastavana means prayers before. So this is, and samgatana means a chain of events. And I will write two invocatory introductory prayers and two different introductions. Let me think deeply about this matter and then describe two different sets of incidents. So I think we'll have to continue this story tomorrow to find out. Does anyone know the names of those two dramas? It's pretty obvious. This is the background of this wonderful story of Satyabhama and the Suryadev and the Suryakant jewel and Shamantaka jewel and Nava Vrindavan and all that wonderful pastime of Lita Madhav. And then that's one of the dramas featuring Satyabhama. The other drama is Vidagdha Madhav. So that's okay, but this is, we know that right from the beginning. But this is, the title of the story is that Sri Rupa enters the heart of Mahaprabhu. So that is still to be revealed. So we'll find out tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.